Puppy training. Getting your new pups up and running quickly is an art. Sales dogs who are not handled properly when they are young will be a problem forever. It is easier to instill proper behavior when a sales dog is new in his or her career than it is to correct him or her later on. Yes, old dogs can learn new tricks, but old habits die hard. Most pups do not master obedience training or become housebroken overnight, but with the right training, you can get them to behave like champs. The process is fairly simple. Start by giving your sales puppies small, easy tasks that will allow them to achieve early wins. Do not send them out selling in the beginning. Instead, assign them to read 6 product-related articles and report back to the group on what they've learned. Tell them to read 3 manuals and to give 3 demonstrations. Have them visit 10 installations, and then have them share with the sales group what they learned. Have them go observe or work for your best customer at no charge for a few days. Have them learn about the industry in which they'll be working. If you sell real estate, spend some time with a builder, with a general contractor, and with a lender. If you're selling insurance, go to the library and research the history of the insurance business over the last 5 years. Scan all of the insurance-related headlines on the front page of the Wall Street Journal for the past year. Years ago, one of the biggest prospects I had was in the food wholesale business. Because I knew nothing about the food wholesale business, I decided to study it firsthand. By sweeping floors and unloading trucks for a week at the warehouse, I learned more about their business than I could have ever gleaned from industry magazines or company profiles. Later, they honored me with the biggest sale in the region that year. Have them just make phone calls. Ask them to conduct phone surveys to find out what their customers want. Have them do at least 25 before they move forward. Throw them some bones. Make sure each successfully completed task is acknowledged and celebrated with a high five or a sales dog pat on the head. It builds momentum and keeps them trotting on the path toward success. Give your puppies a little time to grow up with small, low-risk tasks. Then, when your sales pups start graduating into making real live sales calls, they will not take setbacks too personally. They will have built up a head of steam that will carry them through the storms. Momentum is absolutely key to success for your sales team. Coach them, praise them, and hold them accountable all the way through. You can always tell when a puppy has grown up in a good home. How will your sales dogs do when they're ready to go out into the real world? Teach them early with patience and respect, and the payoff will be massive for you and your pups. Building a high-performance sales dog team. So you've recognized your breeds, you've got your old dogs, you're breaking in your pups, and you know who's in the kennel. What now? Examine the team of dogs that pulls a championship Iditarod sled team. This type of sales team can weather all odds and conquer untold adversity and will protect each other from the cold and elements. For the last 12 years, we've helped organizations build championship teams in which each member becomes a superstar in his or her own right, and the results of the team are far greater than the sum of its parts. As the sled team sticks together and becomes fiercely loyal in adverse conditions, a well-coached team of sales dogs will stand by its code and never abandon teammates in need. The greatest sales efforts of all have always been made by great teams. Even though the manager may be the undisputed leader, you should never rule with an iron hand exclusively unless you're willing to show the soft and supportive side as well. No great coach ever gets away with being a tyrant forever. Each member of the sales team must be empowered to call questionable behavior as he sees it, as well as give lavish praise when due. As a matter of fact, the best sales managers I've seen are those who leave the leashes loose enough so the dogs can run, but short enough to keep them out of the traffic.